We are here at the 2019 Underground Collision in San Diego, California, at the top of the Manchester Hyatt, downtown San Diego, and behind these fine people is San Diego Bay. But let's talk about something a little bit more important. You guys, before we get into the topic at hand here, I'm going to do a quick introduction here. Your name and where are you from?
Ron Lauren, president of Honor Holdings in Upper Peninsula, Michigan.
All right, and
Vicki Schmitzer, CEO of Frankenmuth Credit Union, Michigan.
All right, and?
Don Mills, CEO, Alpena, Elkhona Area Credit Union, also the chairman of Neighborhood Mortgage Solutions, Mortgage CUSO.
Okay, and this morning's talk has been, there's been a lot of talk about collaboration, how we can collaborate better, because this is kind of the credit union superpower, as they say, is our collaboration effort. So you guys have done something pretty unique here in collaborating and creating, you were required to form a bank of all things, a bank of all things. So who wants to go first to explain what happened here? Who wants to go?
I
you want to go?
That.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm the chairman of Credit Union Trust. It's a bank formed in the state of Michigan. We started this project about, I think it was October of 2016. There's seven credit unions in the state of Michigan that have created history in Michigan to starting a bank to service our members for trust services.
Okay. And so how did this start? Vicki, how did this whole thing get moving here?
We often tell our members that the only thing that we can't do as a credit union that a bank can do is form trust services. So just chatting around thinking, why can't, if banks can do that, why can't we?
Right.
And there were certain powers that were enacted with the Michigan Credit Union Act that allowed us to look into this. And we got together some interested credit unions and it's real.
All right. And I think the obvious question is, why a bank? Why were you required to form a bank instead of something else?
Well, through the Act, that the requirement, the channel that we have to go through for necessary regulatory agency, we had to form it. It's a state bank regulated by the state of Michigan Department of Insurance and Financial Services. So because of that, there was a rather hefty capitalization deposit required, and we have to comply with all banking rules and things. So we're working on that, putting everything together, and we hope to open our doors on April 29th. Correct. So exciting times, and just to reiterate, we're serving a sector that banks no longer want to serve. So we're excited. At our credit union alone, over the years, we've had to basically tell our members at that point in time of their life, you have to go to a bank, and it's going to be a wonderful thing when we can come and say, we can handle you from birth till death, till grave. So it's exciting.
So what exactly are you going to be doing for these folks out there, this specific sector of folks out there?
Well, it'll be wealth management, estate planning, trust services, the whole gamut of from start to finish on people's lives.
And the goals here, what are your goals? What's the ultimate goal here? Obviously to serve these folks, right, that aren't being served.
Right.
The five owner credit unions want to be able to offer this to our members, plus offer this to other credit unions, not necessarily the founders, but every credit union to be able to do that instead of sending them to a bank.
So is this something unique to Michigan, or is this kind of a nationwide thing every state would have to deal with, or what are the parameters here?
The bank that we open is for the state of Michigan. There's 235 state charter credit unions, so we hope to, after we've got all the bugs out and things operating smoothly, spread this out so every credit union in the state can take advantage of it, and at some point we may go national as well.
That's what I was thinking too.
It's exciting times.
Very cool. So what's the end goal here? Obviously to spread this nationwide, or?
I think within 3 to 5 years we'll look at doing. I think we do 47 or 48 states right now if we wanted to, but we, like they had said before, is we want to get the bugs worked out so we can commit the good service that people need.
Okay. I think, and last question, where can we find out more information on this? Is there a website we can go to, or just call you guys?
The process. Website, it should be open week April 29th.
Very cool. Wow. That's exciting news, guys. Well, cool. Well, we'll keep us posted, all right? I want to come back in a few months and see what's going on, all right, guys?
Perfect.
There they are.
Awesome.
Doing something really unique here. The power of collaboration right here, ladies and gentlemen.